It's the Kyle and Jackie O Show. Georgina Walker, celebrity psychic, is here this morning. Hello, Gigi.
Georgina, how are you going?
Really, really good.
That's good to hear.
Are you ready to talk to the dead?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so we have Kimberly who's joining us now. Good morning, Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you, hun?
Good, thanks. How are you both?
Very good. Now, okay, someone that you know has died.
Yep.
And Georgina has been channeling like no one, like channel surfing is
what
I call it.
She's going to try and give you messages from the other side, hopefully from this person, Georgina.
Yeah. At first, the lady she wanted to contact was Marilyn, and it was a bit slow to get going. And then all of a sudden, she got really, really excited. And I heard the song by Billy Joel, I Love You Just the Way You Are, and it was pointed to Kimberly. So I didn't know if she liked Billy Joel or it was the actual words, I love you just the way you are. And then it was funny, I saw a bottle of that Fiji drinking water, and I didn't know if someone had been to Fiji or this person drank distilled water from the Fiji bottle. It was just a really unusual. Then it went on from distilled waters to the saying, still waters run deep. And it was about yourself, that, you know, you'd held a lot of emotion. You'd kept the family together. You'd kept the friends together like super glue. And she showed me chains that you had chained. You were like the chain. You wouldn't allow things to be broken since she passed. It was almost like I wanted to say you kept the family together like super glue. There was also a sense of someone only liked butter. They didn't like margarine. It was really strange. They didn't like margarine. And then I heard the jingle, the fresh food people, and I wondered if someone had changed their diet, whether it was this lady or yourself, and they only went for like organic things or fresh things, and because I got organic juices and things like that. And then it went on to Angelina Jolie, and she showed me Angelina Jolie, and I didn't know if that was one of her favorite icons, or we know that Angelina's just recently had a mastectomy and her ovaries taken away. So I didn't know if there was a health link associated with that and the family. And I wondered if there was associated with that. Then she showed me two rings in a box. And I wondered if you had her rings, because, or unless you sort of like have since got married or something, because there was a sense associated celebrations. And she showed me party poppers. You know, when you're like New Year's Eve, you have party poppers. And she got all into the mood of being celebrated. And then she just said to me, which was funny, you can't put a piece of that cake underneath your pillow. Years and years ago, it was superstitious that you got a piece of somebody's wedding cake that was like sultanas or whatever, and you put it under your pillow and you made a wish. So there must have been a reference to kind of cake that you wouldn't be able to do that kind of thing from. And she just finished off with a laugh, and it was such a joyous feeling. That's what I got.
Okay. What did you want to say from that, Kimberly?
There's a lot there that relates. A couple of things I probably need to think about to try and find a connection, but a lot of it, the margarine is definitely my dad. He won't touch margarine. It has to be real butter.
Oh, it's one of those.
So can I ask, who were you trying to contact first?
So it was my mum.
Oh, okay, so your mum passed. Your dad's still with us, is he?
Yeah, I've still got my dad. The emotion is definitely just, I was about 13 when she passed away, and I didn't cope with it very well, and I sort of bottled everything up. And then over the years, I've sort of reconnected with all my family and definitely pulled everyone back together.
Oh, so that's you're the glue, and that's what Georgina was saying.
Yeah, when I heard that was just, a lot of families sort of just gone their separate ways, and I've spent a lot of time with them over the years, and especially my dad. You know, he's just... we're trying to get him healthy, and we're trying to get him to do the right
fresh
thing.
Fresh food people.
And I used to work at Woolworths. It was my first job after.
Oh, that's even more so.
So there was a lot there, but that was amazing.
And what about, I'll go through a couple of things that you might have forgotten. The Fiji drinking water, anything from that?
Well, again, I think it's my dad. He will not touch anything unless it's out of a bottle, water.
Okay, yeah, because you mentioned that, didn't you? Yeah, someone only drinks out of a bottle.
Still water, distilled.
And then the two rings in a box.
I'm getting married in October.
So that's why she saw the celebration.
And the party popper, she was so excited. But she also mentioned to me, really interesting, about the kind of wedding cake you're going to have, because she said you can't put a piece of that cake underneath your pillow. So what kind of wedding cake are you going to have?
We're not sure at the moment, but we're thinking maybe like either a real cheesecake with real cheese, or We're not really sure, but that was the last thing we
Well, you won't be able to put that underneath your pillow.
That's the last thing you'd be able to put under your pillow.
Putting cake into their pillow anyway? Well,
traditionally, it used to be if you get a piece of somebody's wedding cake and you put it under it, it's good luck.
This is not the 1800s, Georgina.
No, but that was that's long ago, Cole, only 20 years ago. So in this woman's instance, they may have done that when she got married. So she's letting her know that kind of wedding cake you won't be able to put under the pillow.
Not some stinking cheesecake, that's for sure.
Yeah. And,
although it'd be lovely on the night. Oh, I can taste it now.
How did your mum pass, Kimberly?
Cancer.
Okay, what kind of cancer? Whereabouts was it?
It was in the pancreas, but I've got a few things in the family, so and I'm vigorously doing checks as much as I can to make sure that everything's fine with me. So there's a few things
going on. That could be the Angelina Jolie's connection, family history. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was
Kimberly, that's fantastic.
Kimberly,
I hope you got a little bit of happiness out of that.
I did. It's been a big year for me, and it's just one of those years where I probably reflected more than I ever have, and it's just nice to sort of to get that.
Well, congratulations on the upcoming wedding.
Yes.
I'm glad your mum is popping the party poppers
and
getting excited.
Yeah, she's so excited because that was the thing that she finished off on, the excitement and the wedding. Yeah, so that's fantastic.
And honey, nice to talk to you. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much, Kimberly.
Thank you both.
Thanks, Georgina.
My pleasure, guys.
Once again, she does it.
I know. If you would like a reading from Georgina Walker, you can go to her website, georginawalker.com.au.
Thank you. This is Kiss Morning, everyone.